Yes, indeed. You are back. Lucky you. Look at you with your cute little nose, little button nose. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with my guest co-host for the day. I wish it was every day, but just today, it's Mr. Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show.
How are you doing today, John?
Man, I'm doing great. I feel like it's almost like we live together on this Wednesday of the month, just because we go in like, we're either at one event together or we're just like kind of coordinating stuff and then running two different radio shows, you know, that we're kind of dealing with. So
I think we actually need to expand it from one day to multiple days.
Yeah,
just saying, I think
agree.
That would benefit both of us and everybody else in Tucson.
It's coming.
Yep.
It's coming. Yeah, I don't think we could stop it even if we wanted to. So yeah, here we are. But all that being said, all those blessings come from, you know, an amazing God that's certainly made it so we have great kids, great wives, mm-hmm. great mm-hmm. lives, just so many blessings. And I like to thank him usually most weeks with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom. Forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And amen. I have it written wrong
amen.
On my paper. So that's
I saw that. I was just reading it. I was like,
but God forgives me like usual. So.
Fair enough.
And speaking of a good, forgiving guy, I'm definitely blessed to kind of have him in our trajectory. I look forward to all the cool stuff we'll get to see come out of his camp moving mm-hmm. forward. We have Mr. Mark Weiss, the Lexus guy. Is that the correct name?
Your Lexus guy.
Your Lexus guy.
I want to be
not
your
just the Lexus
not
guy. You're my Lexus guy.
I heard you were getting a Lexus out of this, I thought.
The funny thing about this, and my wife, when I told her that we're going to be working with you, she's like, well, you said you've been wanting to get a new Mercedes soon. Are you going to get a new Lexus now? And I'm like, I don't know. Mark's probably going to convince me of it, but for good reason. For good reason. Oh, yeah. I love Lexus. I don't have anything against Lexus. I've been a Mercedes guy most of my life, so
you know,
this is very interesting.
It's built by Toyota.
Sure, you don't go to the dark side.
It's built by Toyota, so it's easier to maintain. Mm. They run longer. They're better vehicles overall.
See? Yeah.
There's my guy right
well,
there.
Well, cool. Well, I guess so. Explain to you know, my listeners who haven't had the good fortune of meeting you before, who is Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy?
You know who I am is I'm the guy that's on a mission to erase the negative stigma associated with auto sales.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I want to make sure that the people that are out there looking to buy a car, thinking about buying a car, getting treated fairly, because there's just so much of that negative stuff running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's my mission.
Yeah.
So that's who I am. A long time ago, I learned that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm.
I want people to know that I care.
Wow, that's a good one, actually. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, that was a mentor of mine that taught me that, and I live by that.
Nice. And so, I mean like you're saying, like, there's, I don't even know if they keep a number of how many car sales people there are in the city of Tucson, like they do realtors.
But, right.
Yeah, but I, you know, there's a lot. And so what differentiates you as an auto salesman versus the other, let's say, a couple few hundred?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking that. What I want people to know is that I do care.
Mm.
I give back to the community. I make sure that I'm involved in the community. That's another reason that I'm here,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm always looking to get involved in different charities, different nonprofits, mm. you know, different anything that I can Ooh. Support. You know, I give my own money, mm-hmm. my own time to do that. The dealership doesn't, you know, sponsor any of that for me. That all comes from mm-hmm. me,
right?
You know,
nice. So, I mean, and I got your books here. I haven't had the good fortune of really digging into these. I definitely look forward to it. But it certainly seems like you're making this like real methodical effort to wear down or erode the stigma around sales, like you're saying. And mm-hmm. me and Wesley both having worked in sales in some capacity, probably most of our lives, even probably as kids in some
yeah,
way, shape,
absolutely.
Or form. At least try to sell my mom to get an extra cookie.
right.
What you know? What are those efforts that you've made to make it so sales isn't a pejorative?
Yeah. So I like to call it being transformational versus transactional. right? A transactional salesperson is somebody that's in it for the transaction, in it for the dollar at that moment, right? That's great. Great for that individual, right? But the transactional salesperson is never going to get to the next level, right? They're just going to stay where they're at, looking for the next transaction.
Right.
The transformational salesperson is going to, that's the one that's going to get to the next level. That's that's the guy who is going to get the repeat and referral basis.
Referral business.
Business, yes.
Right.
So that's what I like to call it, transformational versus transactional. I want to be transformational. I want to transform my customers into repeat and referral business. The only way to do that is to establish quality relationships and rapport with those people.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to have that trust.
Yeah. And I think that's what drew me and Wesley most to you when we first met you at the Arizona Sands Club was like, we're those type of people. We don't do business with people. We have a whole bunch of friends who we happen to have different transactions, different exchanges, different interactions with. And we wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
Yeah. You find that like-minded individuals are always like magnets drawn to each other for that very purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. I like that. Yeah.
I think it's just something that the universe, you know.
So for those that aren't looking for Alexis, either one, where are you located at? How can they get connected with you and all that good stuff?
So I'm located at our Speedway location. We have two locations. Mm-hmm. We own both stores. We're part of the Royal Automotive Group. And, I'm at the Speedway location, Lexus of Tucson on Speedway.
Okay.
I can go to either one, but my office is on the Speedway, the Automall. And you can always get a hold of me, mweiss@royaltucson.com. And you can get a hold of me at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway.
Okay. Lexus of Tucson on Speedway. Yeah. Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy. I know your social media presence.
Yes, Facebook, media, Instagram. Yeah. You can get a hold of me. Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy on Instagram. And LexusMark18 on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. And if I may lend this compliment as we head into the break, your social media stuff is clean. Like, you're really on top of it. It's very thought out. It's very methodical. It's clever. It's funny. It definitely keeps me entertained.
Maybe I can learn something from it.
Yeah. We have some lessons that we got to work on. But the thing that you are good at, Wesley, is you do it. You stay active and you're kind of like, you put it out there and like you're working on it. It's just the strategy of it. We still got to work on that stuff, which Mark, it seems like he has a little hint of them both, and I'm sure he's probably still growing. He's still transforming and probably in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. He's transforming every day.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark, for joining us, brother. Yeah,
man, thank you. Appreciate it. So good to be here.
That's Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy. Look out for this guy. You'll probably see him here regularly on the show. I'm Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Mr. Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. You'll be hearing more about his little tasty bites here in a little bit. I mean that and not the way it sounded. I want to thank our sponsors.
Like food.
Yeah, it was food, yeah. Picture Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Cool View Solutions, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, The White Stallion Ranch, and Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy. We'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your guest host, Wesley Source, your host, Pastor John McClain, here in the studio today with Jason from Barbecue Rush, and super excited to have him on the show with us. He actually brought us a gallon of barbecue sauce here.
We should make that protocol for all of our guests. Right. They have to bring us a gallon of barbecue sauce.
And we're no straws though. I don't see any straws, but
drink it straight.
Straight
to the head.
I can't wait to try some more of that.
Yeah. And as I said the last when we had him on your show actually last week, is this is the best barbecue sauce I've ever had in my life.
So, it's really good.
Yeah, and I don't say that lightly. Like I consider myself a wing connoisseur, not necessarily like a barbecue sauce connoisseur, but the way I described this barbecue sauce to Wesley today, because unfortunately he missed his own show last week, is it's like a mixture of your the best hot wing sauce I've had ever and the best barbecue sauce. So it's something special.
Thanks for that compliment.
Yeah.
There's definitely layers of flavor there that are developed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was trying to pick out a couple, and he was like, to be honest, I don't know.
Well, it's been a long time since we came up with a recipe, so I can't remember what they're saying.
Fair enough. Well, I guess kind of that's a good pivot. Explain to us, like, who you are, you know, your history with this illustrious city, and then, you know, Barbecue Rush and you know, how it came into inception and to where it is now.
Well, next, thanks for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, it's our honor, brother.
Next month will be 10 years, right? And we started off as a food truck. So the food truck roundup, like local, doing all the events and stuff. And then we did that for a couple years. And then we found a spot that was fit the budget for a restaurant, and we've had a lot of fun at the KOA RV Park, Country Club in Irvington. It's got a full bar, right? Big restaurant, a lot of tables, big menu, open to the public. It's kind of like a hidden gem.
It's just right.
It's once you get in there and you realize and you see everybody comes back. I mean, it's just real comfortable, and it's a nice place.
It's super cool. It was, I mean, the whole time I was there, I was almost in awe. It was kind of like being in Casa Bonita in Denver, Colorado, where it's just like, it's a happening.
Yeah.
Like, just the place is a happening, you know? And it's like, it's so unlike anything you've experienced before. And I say that even, we're both military vets. We've been all over the place, but it's just this, you know, real top-notch barbecue restaurant in the middle of an RV park that's just south of Tucson, and it's like a KOA park. So for those, those who don't know what like a KOA park, it's like your traditional camp RV park. So there's all this other cool stuff that you could do as well and kind of participate in. And then this barbecue restaurant with the best barbecue sauce in the world.
And the best barbecue, and that smoked brisket is solid. And I don't say that lightly.
I know you are really picky on your brisket.
Well, that's because I've perfected my brisket. That's why I'm so excited.
Even okay. See here, no.
So what's the difference between a pit master and a grill master?
So the difference is actually it's actually about the size of the cut. Because pit masters deal with the bigger cut. So you're talking about briskets. You're talking about. You're talking about the pork butts and all those things, tri-tips and stuff. Those are pit masters. The grill master is dealing with the smaller cuts, chicken, burgers, hot dogs, sausage, that kind of stuff.
So are you a grill master, a pit master, or both?
Both.
You're both.
Boom. That was easy.
You should see my backyard one day.
So what would you say, Jason, are Barbecue Rush's like signature dishes? Like if you come to Barbecue Rush and you don't have this, come back because you want to check it out.
Well, the brisket goes really fast. I mean, the brisket plate with the three sides of potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans. We've got fried sides and side salad, stuff like that, baked potatoes. But the brisket, and then usually the second trip, people will get like the brisket nachos or the El Jefe burrito, which has got three different meats in it with baked beans and cheese and pico. Big burrito. There's tacos.
El Jefe.
It's kind of just a cool menu. I mean, I mean, where we come from in Texas, barbecue is just straight meats and that's it. A lot of places don't have barbecue sauce, don't even have forks. Right, like Stone's Barbecue in Lexington, Tootsie, the pit master, she's 80 years old. They're only open on Saturdays, right?
There's a whole show about her actually on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
But being in the RV park and, you know, the travelers and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to offer them, if they're going to be there for 3 or 4 months, We have a large menu, so we can cover even the Indian food, right? We talked about that. So we want to give them plenty of variety, really good salads, pizzas, barbecue pizzas, and then the burgers. So there's a variety of things on there. You can keep coming back for a year.
When I went there the other day, you haven't been over there yet, have you?
I haven't gotten over there yet. No.
Yeah,
I'm trying to recover.
He just got out of quarantine.
Yeah. It's right up the street from the studio.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was actually heading over there after we get done here.
Yeah, astonishing when I went there the other day. I was expecting it to be like way out of town and kind of like out of the way. It's not.
No,
it's just south of Ajo on South Palo Verde.
Yep.
And it's like, I mean, it's almost central, the location. And like, I think, I could see it being problematic for you guys because it's kind of like tucked away as far as its location. But for those that are listening, go check it out. It really is a little diamond in the rough as far as the quality of the food, the taste of the food, just the energy in the place. I got the good fortune to kind of meet the family that is Barbecue Rush when I was there, and the energy of the place was really, really good. What is kind of something else that people can kind of look out for when they go to Barbecue Rush?
Well, we have really good drinks too. We have 10 beers on tap. We're at a lot of local beers. And then the prickly pear margarita and the prickly pear syrup is Sherry's. She makes it local here.
Nice.
Off of Keno right there. She's got her factory. So we just have, there's just, and of course, anybody with an RV, a lot of people do like staycations, so they just Phoenix or, but even in Tucson, right, like next week, my daughter's out of school. You could come set up if you have an RV, right, and it's in storage, come set it up for a week. And they got the swimming pools. They've got putting greens. They've got a pond where you can feed the fish over there. There's a big pickleball court. The cabins, right? So if you don't have an RV, you can rent the cabins. They're all pine inside. Has a kitchen, 2 bedrooms. So you could fit a family in there. There's a grill on each one, so you could bring some food.
That's cool.
Grill your own dinner. Or come see us.
Just stock up the fridge with yours.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we deliver to the RV spots. We call it Redneck Room Service.
And you guys do catering as well, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of catering stuff, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And for people who want to get catering or want to just plug in with you guys, how can they get a hold of you guys?
The easiest way now is eatbbqrush.com, and there's a inquiry for caterings, and you can click on that, and then I get that, and I can respond back. And there was a young lady called this morning about a wedding, right? We did the Skyline Country Club last weekend. There's
nice.
Yeah, we can take care of any of the catering needs, any office parties, 10, 15 people to 1,000.
Thank you. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jason.
I appreciate it.
Go to eatbbqrush.com. Check it out. See all the stuff they got, as well as get yourself some catering. Best barbecue sauce in the world. Maybe in the universe. We haven't really examined that yet. And also, if you haven't been to our Common Good Business Breakfast at the Arizona Sands Club the first Wednesday of every month, give us a call just like that. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the magnificent Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with one of my many amazing best friends, Mr. Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. I gotta really like give extra pronunciation to Tucson. Like that's the punch. Okay. In my linguistics class, that's where we would put the apostrophe at.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So everybody knows that's where the juice is at. So speaking of the juice, I have, whether he wants to accept it or not, one of the pillars in this community, one of the stakeholders that really hold up and hold down this amazing city that I've grown to love over the 22 years that I've lived here. Somebody that's really taught me a lot, and somebody that no matter what circle I'm in, his name seems to come up in some capacity or the organization that he's part of, just because whether it's a nonprofit organization that's hosting an event there and they're helping make that happen, or it's one of the many amazing political figures we have throughout the city or throughout the state that is holding a celebration event there. you know, this seems to be the spot. And certainly it seems to be quickly becoming an epicenter for the Hispanic community in Tucson.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Memo, with American Eat Company, for joining us, brother.
Of course, man. And I mean, that's a heck of an introduction there. But thank you as well for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy to be here. So thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for my listening audience who don't know what the American Eat Company is and the history behind it, I guess kind of let's fill them in and you know, let them know who you are and what you guys are trying to do for Tucson.
Sure. So again, my name is Memo Gallegos. I have a partner, Jesus Bonillas. Him and I had been doing different real estate projects kind of on the southwest side of Tucson, which is, you know, where the area that we grew up in and is near and dear to us. Somebody introduced us to that building that's currently the American Eat Company, which was the American Meat Company before that. So we like to say all we literally did was take off the M from American Meat Company and turned it to the American Eat Company, right?
That's good.
So you'll see, once you're there.
Real simple. Yeah. Made it really easy making up names.
That's it, right?
Like, well, 30 seconds later, that's...
That was the easy part.
And you kept the signs, too, really. You just took the M off the sign. You're good to go.
I mean, literally. Yeah. Literally. I mean, when you come inside, you know, you'll see there's a big neon sign up front that says American Eat Company. On the M, we literally took it off, and it's inside the building now, sitting on a table with photos of the previous owners of the American Meat Company, kind of low. Homage to them, because that was a Tucson staple for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, that was the butcher shop. I'm sure. Yeah, you're from Tucson.
So And speaking of, you know, the Latino Mexican community, that's where they would get, you know, all their chorizo, their meat for the tamales, menudo during the holidays. I mean, that was the butcher shop. I mean, I'm not just of that surrounding community, but I mean, literally all of Tucson for many years.
I imagine you've been there several times, right?
Was
Oh yeah.
So yeah, and I mean, it's a fun spot. So what the building was, it had a lot of refrigerator space in there. It's about a 12,000 square foot building. We just kind of put our heads together and tried to figure out what we can do with that space that would be great, again, for that community. You know, bring in a local taste of Tucson. I mean, it's created, I mean, I want to say near 100 jobs. So currently we got 7 restaurants in there. There's a bar, there's a coffee shop, a raspado shop. And it's just a fun, vibrant community space, you know.
And I'm sure it's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pun intended.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing, and I was just last, our last guest was with Barbecue Rush. I don't know if you've ever been there before.
I haven't been, but I've heard great things.
Check
about
it out. It's at the KOA RV site. That's actually just down the street from here.
I have been there.
Okay.
I have been there. Now that you mentioned where it is, because it's kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we found our way there, and that's great food.
Man. Oh, man. We have some of their barbecue sauce here in the gallon, because it's so good.
Well, if you have a gallon, I'm going
to
take some with
you. I like to think it's the best barbecue sauce I've ever had. But I bring all that up, this long way around a short story, because I described his place like Casa Bonita in Denver, Colorado, where it's just like, it's a happening. It's just like, it's its own thing, particularly being inside an RV park where they got a swimming pool right next door and a pickleball arena and all this kind of stuff. That's how I feel about American Eat Company. And I think I described that to you way when we met, because it's not just going to a restaurant. It's not just going to kind of like a conglomerate of different restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's a happening. There's an arcade in there. Yeah. There's this kind of this combination of cultures that come together seamlessly. It was a good vibe.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely an energy there, you know, which is, I think, what you're referring to. And that was, I mean, a lot of that done on purpose. It was hard to kind of plan. How do you plan to create an energy, right? But that's exactly what we wanted it to be, is a big open space where you feel, you know, if you notice the big long community tables that'll sit 25 people or so. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll be sitting next to people that are not in your party or whatnot, but that's all just to encourage, you know, the community space. Mm-hmm. As you alluded to earlier, we hold a lot of community events and fundraisers, everything from Pop Warner events, or I mean, you name it, you know. It's a fun spot.
No, I've definitely been there for a couple events, and I'm always hearing about them with the different groups that we're a part of. So.
Yeah, and I think one of the other locations I've been kind of hinting to Wesley, we'd like to would do some good stuff with the Tucson Tasty Show as well. So
absolutely,
yeah, we're so blessed to have a lot of kind of cool restaurants in Tucson. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how it got that fancy title that you always say that I try not to because I don't want to butcher it. And then why we're, you know, so blessed to have
the UNESCO City of Gastronomy, or the 23 miles of best Mexican
both those food I butcher them every time
in the United States.
Yeah.
Which one?
Both of them.
All three.
Yeah, okay. Just like you butcher our sponsors' names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just rearrange them.
Yeah, sure. You just drop letters here and there. Yeah.
It's the, I'm trying to get the enunciations right.
You'll get it. I believe in you.
Go.
So, Memo, how can people find American Eat Company, get a hold of you, plug in with you guys?
Well, we're 3 blocks south of 22nd and 4th Avenue. So, it's about a mile south of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look us up on Google. The website is AmericanEatCo.com.
Okay.
You can find us on Instagram, all that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, come find us. It's not hard to find. For people that have been in Tucson long enough, everybody knows Minidito, right? The classic, most famous Mexican restaurant we have here. Mm. We're on the same road, just a little further north from them. But
nice.
Yeah, please come by and see us. And, you know, hopefully you enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will.
Absolutely.
At the very least, I'm sure you'll enjoy some good food. There's plenty of options and something for everybody usually there.
I usually go and grab different things from different places.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
That's the way you do it. That's what I love to see.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Memo.
Of course.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be talking about that in a second. That's all I have to say to you today. That's it.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show with your host, Pastor John McClain. I'm your guest host, Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. And I messed up my own
Tucson.
Name. The Tucson Tasty Show. And we're here with Ron of Picture Rocks,
yeah.
Cooling, heating, and plumbing.
See, yeah, I that's us.
It. You okay. Got it,
yeah.
I messed up my own name, but I got his.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
I'm excited to be here with you today, John. I missed out on last week, and now you're making me do double duty. But you know what? I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't want to be anywhere else today. Yeah, I'm good.
And it was, you know, it was a pleasure and honor to be able to be there for you. You know, when you weren't there last week. You know, we can't always be at 1,000%. You know, you seem like you can pull it off really well, but it was cool to be there for you, and I'm definitely much rather you be here than not be here. The energy is good, and it seemed like, I don't know, you're just gone for a week and all of a sudden we got 100 new ideas of things to work on, so maybe you should go away again and then maybe come back. Yeah.
No, I'm glad to be upright. I was definitely God put me in my place, mm-hmm. and said slow
don't
down
do that.
For a week, and so I did, and yeah. I'm back, and I'm happy to be back.
I'm dealing with that right now with a pulled hamstring from playing too much basketball. Like I'm with the 20-year-olds, like I'm a 20-year-old.
You know, I know somebody that can help you with that.
Oh, really? Yeah, interesting. Yeah, the main thing that can help me is just rest.
Yeah.
So that's and that's kind of like what you're saying, and God's saying, okay, you're not 20, relax. There's some other stuff that probably I could be working on in that time, or putting that energy toward, you know, not to mention the 3-month-old baby.
Right. So that's definitely a priority, of course.
Yeah. So, but one of the many cool projects we are working on that will probably have its many different renditions, just like Common Good Radio Show mm-hmm. does, is the Tucson Tasty Show.
The Tucson Tasty Show.
Brought to you by absolutely nobody.
Brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, yeah. Common Good Media Group,
yeah.
Pitcher Rocks,
yeah.
Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you'd mess
Kiki
it up.
Kiki Rogers,
yeah.
And so many more.
And Cool View. Who else we got?
Mm-hmm. Barbecue Rush.
And we don't have your sheet out.
I don't.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier. Like, I have my sheet right now, so I can just read off my list of 13 sponsors on this sheet. But yeah, that's
very similar.
We
hang out with the same people. We run in the same
pretty
group,
much. So. Yeah, pretty much.
And
yeah,
thank you for bringing me into that circle, because I think we're having a blast. The Tucson Tasty Show is so much fun to get out in the community and talk to these chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being in the city, and we talked about it in the last segment, but with the UNESCO City of Gastronomy,
right.
we're one of two cities in the United States that has that UNESCO title. And there's just so many people that have built so much around that. Mm-hmm. And then we have the City of Gastronomy, which we just, they just ended the Gastronomic Union of Tucson, or they call it GUT dinners.
Mm-hmm. Is that what series. I was with you that
yes.
one time? Okay.
That yeah. it was such an amazing display of...
It was so fancy. I still feel the fanciness wearing off right now. Like, that's why I didn't go with you this last
the
time.
The diversity.
Because I was like, yeah, I was just like, no, I'm not ready for that level of fanciness right now.
This one, it reminded me more of like a four... what is it called? Four square? No? Four...
It reminded me more of like kind of like a knife fight type
yeah,
setup.
Yeah, it was
from what
definitely. Well, it was at the farm, the Tucson farm that's run by the U of A, and it's just down the street from the butcher, the U of A butcher, and it's all to teach the community about growing food, and it was all outside. The best thing of the night was the hush puppies, and it was made by Chef Michael Elefante.
Elefante,
you gotta say it that way every time. Elefante, he's actually the owner and executive chef over at Mama Luisa's, but he made this hush puppy, and I kept hearing this throughout the entire night as I'm going around doing my live video, and you can see that on Instagram and YouTube. Throughout the entire night, it was. The Italian chef came out with the best hush puppy that we've ever had, and it was street corn. It was a street corn hush puppy, and it was tender, and it was crunchy, and it was everything that you'd want from this little bite of food. And it was
very that sounds really good,
very tasty.
Yeah, Tucson tasty even.
Right.
But interesting. Well, so I'm going to ask this question to both you guys because Ron, we've been blessed to have him on as like as a business guest. Co-host from the very beginning since we started doing the show.
Right.
We've had him, he's been on twice. It'll be the third time today.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be cool. And I'll start with you, Wesley, but then I'll jump over to you. What's been your favorite part of the show so far?
My favorite part of the show is interacting with everybody and being able to bring the great people on the show and being able to talk to everybody. I mean, we've had everybody from we've had four Iron Chefs of Tucson. We've had the Special Eats, the food truck, Special Eats LLC, who has a very different mission, training people with special needs to have those skills so that they can be independent.
The Chef for Gap Ministries.
He's one of the Iron Chefs, John Hone, and grilled lemonade. Didn't know you could grill lemonade, but you grill up that lemonade. It's delicious. And then we get to try all these different bites. And it, you know what? John's Tasty Bites is one of my favorite times of the show.
Yeah, it is. And I think you actually enjoy it more than I do, even though I enjoy it plenty. But you just like afterwards, you just take your arm and just sweep all the food into your to-go bag.
Oh, come on. We split it up evenly.
Yeah, that's not true, but
And you know, to recap today, you know, we've got all those hot sauces. I actually brought in my hot sauces for you today. Yeah. And, you know, it's a
big spread. I'll try one of them. So, yeah,
I think
pick wisely.
I don't know. Maybe the blueberry hot sauce.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll try it. Yeah. And what about you, Ron? What would you say has been your favorite part so far?
I think trying the different food is probably, you know, one of the favorite parts, but definitely getting to know some of these different venues that are out there that, you know, not only just cooking food, but what they're doing in the community and getting to see that, you know, that they have purpose for what they're doing.
Nice. Oh, the blueberry hot sauce.
Blueberry hot sauce.
Interesting. This looks well consumed. This looks like there's only like a quarter of this thing left.
I do like to put it on ice cream.
Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough.
Nice.
Yeah.
It definitely gives something to it.
And I'm with you, Ron. I think my favorite part so far is being able to learn about all these kind of like... I didn't realize there's so many diamonds in the rough in Tucson when it came to restaurants. Like, I've lived here for 22 years, which is a good, decent amount of time to live someplace. I know you both, you guys are from Tucson pretty much your whole lives, but...
Tucson originals.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's... I've never heard of any of these places that we've had on the show. So,
and not only that, but a lot of them have purposes for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, yeah, it's been definitely a blessing. And we haven't mentioned yet, Sunday at 1:30 on KVOA, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, if you turn into the radio dial, or if you go to KVOI.com, mm-hmm. you can listen to all the past shows, all the past podcasts, mm-hmm. YouTube page, The Tucson Tasty Show, Facebook page, The Tucson Tasty Show. But remember, every Sunday at 1:30, you're listening to it right now. You can tune into The Tucson Tasty Show.
Right.
Yeah. What else can people expect when they tune in to The Tucson Tasty Show?
We have quite the lineup, actually, coming in coming into November. I thought we were going to struggle a little bit because as the holidays start going and these chefs get so busy that they can't, you know, they can't break away. Mm. And we have Chef Lindy of Donut Bar. We have Chef Obi coming on the show. He's an executive chef at one of the private clubs here. Mm-hmm. We had CP's Wings on today, mm-hmm. which it just one after another on that one because he's everywhere. Mm. Every group that I'm a part of goes, hey, you should have that guy in the show. Yeah. So it was really exciting to have him on the show. But and it's accelerating, and I can't wait to bring that to a live show and have everybody in Tucson join us and mm-hmm. and talk to the chefs with us, because that's the biggest thing, is we're talking to the chefs. We're not just going to a restaurant and doing a review and the chef sits in the back and does his thing and then I write the review.
Right.
We're talking, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are we here? We have Viral Premium Beef, vepremiumbeef.com. Mm-hmm. I mean, having a rancher.
Yeah, we
and
didn't mention them as
his he dry ages all of his beef, or the entire cow for 21 days.
Mm.
So every cut, including the ground beef, is dry aged for 21 days.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
And you're a smoker, so that's really like hitting a soft spot in your heart right there.
It sounds like he wants to throw down maybe brisket smoke off.
We talked about it last month.
I'll be surprised if he's not involved in some shape or form.
Perfect. But it's there's a lot on the horizon and a lot to come. I think we have the Tasty Show barbecue sauce, maybe. I don't know, or at least the official. We'll see.
You just got such a big brain. Yeah, I don't know how you fit it in one little old hat.
I put it in my wife's hat.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
And she's the one that's like, okay, you're gonna get there eventually. Okay, thank you, honey.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for joining me once again, and thank you for having me be your co-host, for believing me, and for letting me join your team, for joining my team, and man, God
best
is
partnership.
Good. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, I'm blessed to be your friend, and great wife, great family,
thank
high
you.
Value, great character person. So yeah, thanks, brother. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Mr. Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show, and then we got Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, hanging out, just being chill like he always does. And wasn't pun intended on that one,
but,
we'll catch you guys next week, and stay beautiful. You're good at it, so just do it.